When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Leah says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I listen to you all the time. I love your group therapy segment.
Thank you.
Think I might have something for you.
Okay.
Let me know what you think about this. So I broke up with my ex about 5 years ago. Now he's engaged to another woman.
Okay.
We were both in different places when we were together. One of the issues was he wasn't ready for commitment.
Mm-hmm.
After learning that he is ready to settle down, it has me thinking a lot about us, and I'm wondering if it would be okay to send him a note on Facebook just letting him know that I'm happy for him, but if he wanted to instead explore things with us, I'd be open to that.
Oh.
We were perfect together.
Mm.
Again, the only issue was I wanted a ring. He said he wasn't ready, but would come someday.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't wait around for someday, but now he's about to marry somebody else. I think that should be me.
Mm.
I know it's crazy, but I would regret it if I didn't at least reach out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him to be the one who got away. Anyway, thanks for listening. XOXO.
Oh, wow. There are a couple things in that that has me a little bit wondering what Leah is thinking, where she says, hey, Would it be okay to just send him a note on Facebook? I'll answer that. No.
Nope. No. This is like a that ship has sailed kind of situation.
Yeah,
I
do kind of think that, but maybe maybe she sends him a note on Facebook, but leaves the but out.
Okay. So where, say, I'm happy for you. Leave it be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if
don't
she...
Don't say, hey, yeah. Do you ever think about us? Let's get back together. Yeah, if you want to explore it, I'm open.
I mean, even me saying that makes me feel a little dirty because I still feel like it's been 5 years. It's
yes.
Like he's moved on.
Yeah.
And you... And unless you guys have continued to have a rapport, if you're just out of the blue going to send him a Facebook message... And say, hey, what about us? I hate to break it to you, Leah, but the answer is going to be no.
Yeah, I feel like if you were serious about really still feeling like he was the one, you should have been checking back in with him. Especially if he was saying, yes, someday I'll be ready, just not now with you. Then if that was really what you were hoping for, I would have checked in at some point over the last 5 years, or he would have reached out to you and said, you were the one. I can't live without you. We need to be together.
Yeah.
But he didn't either.
As the great poet of our generation, Tony Melito, has said,
yeah, I understand. Things happen. Past is the past.
The past is the past. We leave it there.
Leave it there.
Our listener, Justin, said, if you were the one for him, then he would have settled with you or reached out to you when he was ready.
Exactly.
You snoozed, you lose.
Yeah. I feel like if he would have, like, when she let him go, if that didn't do something to him at some point and say, nope, she was one, I can't let her go. He would have come after you.
Kim texts in and says, oh, girl, you weren't the one, and she is. Get over it and move on. Jeremy texts in and says, she didn't stick around. That's her fault. She had her chance. He didn't break it off. She did. Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shannon says, leave that man alone. Yeah, I knew. I didn't think that there would be one person that would roll in and say, yep, I think that's a great idea.
Let's reach out. On Facebook, Elizabeth said, if I was his fiance and found out you reached out, I may reach out to you as well, LOL, but
uh-oh,
not in a friendly manner.
Uh-oh. Like, stay away from my man.
Yeah. Julie comments, it says, don't do it. He has moved on and you should too. Maybe he said he wasn't ready for a commitment because he wasn't ready for a commitment with you.
Yes, it's the with you part,
yeah.
I think, that we don't want to face.
You're looking to start drama if you can reach out to him. Yeah. Maybe we don't reach out to him. Because I said, all right, maybe it's all right if you reach out to him, but you just don't say, what about us? If you just say, you keep it very nice and, hey, saw that you're getting engaged. I'm happy for you. Hope everything's great. Leah.
Well, Brian said, do you really want a guy who'll call off his commitment just because a woman sent him a message on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Shannon, good googly moogly, this is a mess. To again quote Tony Melito.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
All right.
Who knew he was going to be so instrumental in solving our problems?
Again, he is the poet of our generation.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is. So I don't know if you have a story, and I'm not going to even fish for stories of you succeeding in stealing the fiance away.
Oh, I am. Let's fish for that. That adds the drama, right? Because we're all on team, like, don't do it.
Yeah, sure.
So if
we got a couple
people that are going to roll in and say, well, I did it, and it worked out, and we've been happily married.
All right. So, okay, if you've got a story for us that Kelly, like Kelly said, that where you fish the fiance away from your ex, now you're
just
together.
Just to make it interesting.
Yeah.
Just to make it interesting.
502-795-1997. Or if you've got the latter story, if you've got another story about
being evidence in that, to back it up,
that's a bad idea. Situation. 502-795-1997. We'll take your calls and stories coming up here next. Group therapy. Leah is yearning for what she can't have, or basically her past ex-boyfriend, who is now, she learned, engaged after they'd been broken up for 5 years.
Yeah, and so she said the reason that they broke up was that he wasn't ready for a commitment when she was back then and couldn't wait around. And so Amanda's rolling in on text, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. If he was the one, you would have stuck it out with him even though he wasn't ready yet. You're not any more committed to anyone now than you were with him then. You want what you can't have. So, yes, messaging him on Facebook to say, hey, Saul, you're getting married. Congratulations. Do you ever think about us? Not a great idea.
Yeah. Elizabeth says on Facebook, stay in your lane. 5 years is a long time. He wasn't the same person he was then. Yes. That's why he's ready now. Nothing against you, but no, don't do it. That's against all the girl code.
All the girl code. All the codes.
Jessica says on Facebook, hey, homewrecker, leave him alone. He was clearly never ready to settle down with you or he would have reached back out. Now, Kelly, I believe you had asked and just threw your fishing line out there.
I was just like, hey, has anybody actually done that, though, and it worked out?
Got a message from a listener. My best friend did this and has been happy for 3 years. So it's worth a shot.
Oh.
It was messy at first, but they stuck through it. Basically, he just kept at her. She had to think about who she liked more and what she wanted from a fiance.
Oh
my gosh. It goes on. He kept pursuing. They ended up making out. She cried. Decided she was going to stay with her fiance.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh. This is like a soap opera. She cried more. Then a month later, broke up and has been with my friend ever since.
Wow. Oh wow.
So, okay, all right.
Is that the healthiest of situations, though?
So we're saying, so, Leah, we obviously can't tell you what to do. You're going to do what you're going to do, all right?
Exactly.
But if you do choose to head down the path of, hey, what you doing? Be prepared for tears.
Yeah.
Be prepared for it being messy. But be prepared to be happy.
I mean, it's like a love grenade.
it's like she wants to toss
this love grenade at his relationship, hoping it's all going to blow up.
Yeah. Listen, never mind what Tony Melito says.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
Yeah, you do your thing.
Oh, boy.
No.
Randy's like, ew, no. How selfish can you be? If he wanted a ring with you, he would have asked you. Let him enjoy his happiness. Stay out of it. He was not meant for you. You didn't care until you found out he was marrying someone else. He already got away.
Mm.
Ooh, that's a really good point.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's like you should have taken action at some point in the last 5 years if you really felt like he's the one you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. Or you would have never left it to begin with.
I was going to say, that's one thing that Leah didn't say is whether or not this would be completely out of the blue. Or if they had been in contact, they've been texting pretty consistently
for 5 years. Doesn't sound like they have been,
right,
though.
Right.
I feel like she would have included that information.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Like I said, you're going to do what you're going to do. But most everyone within the sound of our voice is saying, nope, red flag, don't do it, stay away.
But if you do,
let us know.
Toss out that grenade in the form of a Facebook message, please let us know how that goes.
All right. That is group therapy.